Welcome everyone to Fearless Friday, where I offer a quick tip, exercise, or just a thought on how you can live more for yourself. My name is Dr. Benjamin Ritter, leadership and career coach at Live For Yourself Consulting, where we coach and guide individuals to create a career they can love. Remember, today is your day, and how can you make it fearless? Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fearless Fridays. My name is Dr. Benjamin Ritter. I'm a leadership and career coach that guides others to create a career they can love. So if you're in a position that doesn't really feel right to you, if you're questioning what you need to do next, if you are suffering from a lack of career clarity, if you feel stuck, or if you just want to develop as a professional, because we don't really go to school for this, or they tell us we do, but we actually don't, send me a message. Let's have a conversation. So today I want to talk about being stuck, but less really about being stuck and more about our idea of what success is or how we're supposed to achieve success. How we're supposed to achieve anything. Let's focus specifically on success though. We use role models a lot in our life to help guide us. You know, we see nowadays advertisements for maybe things we want to achieve, a certain level of a career, a certain financial result in a business, a certain type of relationship. And so we define what success is. And then there are people that are then trying to sell us a process towards that level of success. And I speak heavily about self-leadership. And what self-leadership is less about following specific commandments on what you need to do to be successful, or following a certain type of persona to be successful, but more so questioning your beliefs on what it means to be successful. Questioning your beliefs on what it takes to reach that level of achievement. And it's so important, if you feel pressure to do more than where you're at, to question how you feel you have to get there. Because a lot of times when we are down on ourselves for what we've achieved, what we are achieving, or the process that we think it takes to achieve, it's because we have these expectations on what we need to do, and those expectations are actually false. So everybody listening, if you feel this way, if you feel stuck in where you are in life, and you think you should be doing something different, question if that is what you actually need to do. Question this ideal version of success. And then review how you've been successful so far, where your sweet spot is in terms of actions and results. And then double down on that instead of this imaginary version of what you think needs to happen. Try this out. Let me know how it goes. Have questions, send me a message. Sometimes this stuff can be confusing. Most importantly, everyone, keep on living for yourself. So get out there, everyone, and live fearlessly. If you have any thoughts and comments, be sure to use the links in the show notes to send a message my way. Thank you all for being here. Keep on living for yourself.